Okay, let's move on to Adolf, who's given us a call from North Seattle. Hi, sir.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm looking for a natural remedy for itching, burning hemorrhoids. I've been using the over-the-counter hemorrhoidal cream from Walgreens, and I was just wondering whether there was a better natural alternative. I have itching, burning, and sometimes after a hard stool, I have a little bleeding, too. Oh, by the way, I am on 5 milligrams of Eliquis, blood thinner.
Oh, okay, yes, and as long as you're taking that, you certainly need to not take things that can mess with it somehow, so thank you for telling me. Okay, sir, there's a remedy that's widely used in Europe for hemorrhoids, and no, it doesn't work overnight, but it usually provides significant relief after the usual couple, 3 weeks of using this stuff. It's sold at a dispensary, your local health food store, your local compounding pharmacy, but they can't tell you. It's illegal. FDA will come and get them, and I am not kidding, and I am not exaggerating. FDA has done that to just any supplement manufacturer that tries to tell people on the label what it's good for. That's what FDA does. They're our public servants, and that's how they're servicing us. Anyway, this stuff is called Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, and you can find that in all the natural food stores, the Toma Dispensary, the compounding pharmacies usually, and it comes usually in a 500 milligram, and if I had a fairly severe hemorrhoid, I'd take a couple of them a day, just simply because nobody ever reported any bad effects from taking Rutin. Now, over in Europe, you can walk into a store and they can tell you it's good for that. Over here, it's illegal and you might get arrested, so that's why you haven't heard about it, sir.
The Rutin is actually an oral kind of a thing?
Yes, sir. And you swallow it, and it strengthens that area considerably, but it doesn't do it overnight, sir.
Is a Rutin, what is the milligram?
500.
500. And it's available on drugstore, I mean, vitamin stores, I guess.
Vitamin stores all sell Rutin, yes.
And also, I've been using a cream. You don't have a cream replacement, do you, for the over-the-counter kind?
No, don't, sir.
The one I've been using, it says it has a smooth cream formula with aloe and vitamin E. There is no alternative for that, huh?
Well, actually, sir, as you know, aloe and vitamin E are both natural and both healing. But no, I don't know of anybody else who's put something on the market to specifically help hemorrhoids. There is one thing, other thing to think about, though. You said that sometimes you get some bleeding.
Yeah.
And yes, I heard you that you're using Eliquis, which might make that a little more likely. But the other thing is just possibly the veins aren't as strong as they should be. Now, Rutin helps that. But there are definitely other things, too. Do you happen to have a visible on your legs, some kind of purplish veins anywhere?
Yes, I have some, yeah. I got some veins, yeah, that are noticeable on the upper leg, yeah.
Well, not a surprise, sir. Just simply because of the bleeding that you told me about that happens from time to time. Okay, so at least 3 centuries ago, a brilliant physician in the UK found just by trial and error that hawthorn was really good for strengthening veins, and it's since been found that it also helps the whole cardiovascular system. And so my favorite there with the hawthorn, because it seems to work the best, is a preparation put out by an Oregon company for whom I do not work. I always let you know when I'm affiliated with any product. Anyway, this Oregon company is called Wise Woman. And they have a hawthorn that's a semi-liquid. It's a gel. They don't call it a gel. But it's a hawthorn product by Wise Woman. And if folks take a teaspoon of that a day, my goodness, sometimes the veins that have just started to appear disappear again. And sometimes the ones that have been there for a long time don't want to disappear. At least they get less. So you might want to consider that too, sir, because it works in a little different way, not precisely the same way in which the Rutin does. And being able to see those veins means they're getting weak and they're getting dilated and stuff, and that's not too good for us. And nobody ever died of Rutin or hawthorn It's a hawthorn gel. And what does one use of that? One uses about a teaspoon a day for a month and then can cut back to half a teaspoon. And the one teaspoon a day for a month is just to load up with the good things that help to make the blood vessels stronger.
Is that hawthorn, is that available at the Tahoma dispensary?
Oh, absolutely, sir. And they go through a lot of it just because it's so well known to the Tahoma doctors to be a vein and cardiovascular system strengthener.
Okay. All right. So those two items might help the situation. Although
yes, sir.
These varicose veins, I had those for many years, but they're quite noticeable on one leg on the side of the upper thigh. Left.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and they probably will become less noticeable. I didn't say disappear, but at least less noticeable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll try a few things like that. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. Oh, by the way, Dr. Wright, many years ago, my wife and I went to one of your lectures 30-some years ago, and I think we learned from you the use of lecithin. And we had been using lecithin for over 30 years every day, a heaped tablespoonful. And when they checked my wife's arteries, they were perfectly clear.
Yay!
I have had no problems with my arteries. Now, I hear some controversy over this lecithin because they come from soybeans, I guess. Do you still recommend lecithin, even if it's from soybeans?
You know what, sir? Just ask your local health food store. There is now available non-soy lecithin, so we don't have to worry about GMO.
Oh, so that sunflower lecithin, I've been using that lately. Maybe
there you go. There
okay.
you go.
But it still helps keep the arteries clear.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you so much, doctor. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And we better go to our break, and then we'll get back to James.